from high atop his secret broadcasting Shangri-La, overlooking New York, Miami, Austin, Seattle, and all points in between. This is America's number one life coach, Daryl Mobley.
Mobley Show, your life coach on the radio. The Daryl Mobley Show is the drama-free, success-focused, excuses, they are not welcome. Forget the whining, make progress, no negativity allowed, work your plan, and zero, zilch, nada, psychobabble show. Here's why. So you can achieve your goals and live your best life. I'm Daryl Mobley, and I have been called son, brother, husband, dad, friend, Coach Mobley, and one of the best life coaches on the planet. Today, right here, right now, Coach Mobley is all yours. Let's get started.
Often blunt.
Go on.
Sometimes scary.
Go on.
And always on your side.
I'm a pretty big guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Daryl Mobley is your life coach on the radio.
Hello, friend. I hope you're doing well today. How to solve all of our problems and stay sane. Said another way, what to do if you don't know what to do about what's going on. At the end of the day, this is all about living your best life. A lot of stuff has been going on these past few days, weeks, months. Wait a minute. There's been stuff going on for all of 2020, 2021, 2022. Boy. Anywho, as you might expect, I've had lots of people asking me to tell them ways to fix the problems that seem to be flaring up all around us. And with the media and other flacks, and you know who you are, hyping negativity day after day after day, even as catastrophic prediction after prediction after prediction that they've made has been wrong, many of you out there, and you know who you are too, are worried, feel hopeless, and you wonder if things will ever get better. Some of you wonder if your children will journey through a welcoming world. Here's the deal. The questions I've been getting can all be summed up in this question that I was asked this morning. Coach Mobley, what in the blankety blank world is going on and how do we fix it? Let's cut to the chase. I have four answers to that question. The answers work well when used together. That's a pro tip right there. Answer number one. Be fact-based in your assessment of the problems you think we're having. My advice, do not let your emotions be twisted by social media chatter, which is mostly a fact-free zone. If you do, you have accepted a first-class seat on the very crowded crazy train. I can only say, enjoy the ride. Spoiler alert, the ride on the crazy train never ends well. Here's a super secret tip. Sometimes your core beliefs are not based on rational thinking and facts. I know that may hit you hard. Let me say it again. Sometimes your core beliefs are not based on rational thinking and facts. I'm just saying. Answer number two, use my proven 8-step problem-solving process to solve the problems you have identified. And or use my 8-step problem-solving process to determine if others are actually trying to solve the problem that they've got you so emotionally caught up in. And by others, you might try certain friends and most politicians. Here's the 8-step problem-solving process that will help you to solve all of your problems. Number one, ask, what is the real problem? Number two, ask, what is happening that I wish to solve? Number three, ask, why is this problem happening? What is causing the problem that I wish to solve? Number four, ask, is the problem I have identified the real problem, or is it a symptom of the real problem? If it is a symptom of the real problem, I suggest that you go back to step one. If it is the real problem, then go on to the next step, step five. Number five, develop a bunch. That's a lot for those of you out there in SEFNA, where I grew up. Develop a bunch of potential solutions to what causes the real problem. Fix the cause and you fix the problem. Number six, evaluate the solutions you developed. Choose the best solution from among all the ones you developed. Number seven, try your chosen solution. And number eight, evaluate the data, the feedback, to determine if your chosen solution solved the problem. Ask, did my solution work? Now, this requires real, brutal honesty, which most have difficulty with. If your solution worked, great. Keep expanding your solution. If your solution did not work, if you did not solve the real problem, be courageous enough to go back to start over at step one, fully resolved to answer this question. What is a new, better solution than what I tried to address the real problem? Try this mantra and you're well on your way to solving the problem. I don't want to be right. I want to get it right. Now, let me just tell you something that might not shock you. Most people do not live by that mantra. I will say this also. You will never solve real problems with wrong solutions.
They don't teach this stuff in school.
And who do you propose teach this class?
You're on the air with Daryl Mobley, your life coach on the radio.
Answer number three. Keep emotions out of your problem solving. Try to not be emotional, i.e., into your feelings, about solving the problem. Why? Two reasons. Number one, those who are overly emotional about solving a problem have a really difficult time evaluating potential solutions, especially if those potential solutions might be counter to long-held beliefs by the person who is overly emotional. Get up out of your feelings is basically what I'm saying. Here's a pro-life coach tip. If you want someone to hate you, and I'm sure you don't, but if you want someone to hate you, offer up a great logical solution that suggests that what they've always thought that is clearly not working might be incorrect. Let me tell you something. The hate will roll at you if you do that. I know. I'm a life and executive coach. Number two, those who are overly emotional about an issue or challenge tend to see complex problems as being simple problems. Now, this is a problem because when you try to solve complex problems with simple, often knee-jerk or habitual solutions, you will create a vicious spiral in which every one of your simple solutions creates another problem, leading eventually to a cesspool of desire. How'd you like that visual? Spiral, spiraling down, cesspool. Kind of fits, right? Anyway, here's an example. Person A wants to lose weight and has been frantic about the state of his weight. That's the problem to solve. Person B tells person A that she heard that smoking helps people to lose weight. Now that seems like a simple solution. Person A begins to smoke, thinking it will help him or her lose weight. Person A eventually develops smoking-related illnesses. See, that's a wrong-headed trade-off. The simple solution to a complex problem leads to catastrophic results. Answer number four, make your corner of the world better. Everyone wants to criticize and tell everyone else how they should change. I say, make the person in the mirror better. That's you, by the way. Think about how what you say, what you do, and what you think affects people. Have you made someone's life better today? Yes or no? Are you generous in forgiving others for their trespasses? Yes or no? Would those who met you today say that you lifted them up? Yes or no? Are you actively and obviously open to the ideas of others? Yes or no? Are you creating authentic relationships built on trust? Yes or no? Do you make others feel that they can be better, they can do better? Yes or no? If all of your answers are yes, keep spreading the joy. If you cannot answer yes to each of these questions, change the person in the mirror right now. Changing you is the first step in changing the world for the better. As the great Michael Jackson saying, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make that change. Here's the key. The best is yet to come. As long as you and I lead the way, we are the leaders we need. You can hear my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcast. I've got a lot of topics on there, a lot I think you'll like. You got a question, a message, or a request of me? Go to CoachMobley.com, and you'll find links on that page.
Friends, thank you for joining me on the Daryl Mobley Show, your life coach on the radio. Let's do it again. Same bat time, same bat channel. Remember this, my friends. In life, you don't get what's fair. You don't get what's good. You don't get what's nice. You don't get what you deserve. You don't get what you wish for. And you do not get what you need. In life, my friends, you get what you do. Period. Make the person in the mirror. That's you. Do the right things, and you will win at the game of life. One more thing. Your life will not get better by chance. Your life will get better by change. Believe, think, act, win, and say it with me. Enjoy life. Hey, wife. I love you and the kids. See you soon. Bye-bye now.
They don't teach this stuff in school.
And who do you propose teach this class?
You're on the air with Daryl Mobley, your life coach on the radio.
I want to invite you to get a free subscription to my Live Your Best Life newsletter. It's fast and easy to do. Just go to CoachMobley.com. Click on the button you see there, fill out the little form, and you're in. Thanks.